Attention Cyclone fans in the ag industry, Keene Project Solutions is pioneering the future of industrial agriculture. Engineers and project managers, you can join a team where your passion for ag drives innovative engineering and construction. Keene is also a leader in providing full-service engineering and construction solutions. They specialize in agriculture, commercial, food and beverage, material handling, and the manufacturing sectors. If you'd like to work for this great local company or find out what they have to offer, visit their website. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com. That's K-E-E-N, ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com.
Success in farming is all about precision and efficiency. Ensuring every seed, every drop of water, every nutrient and treatment counts. TerraPlex Ag is helping farmers all over Iowa and the Midwest do just that. With precision ag drone technology and support from TerraPlex, you'll boost your productivity and make timely and informed decisions, all while reducing your costs and increasing your profit. It's time to revolutionize your farming. Harvest the benefits with TerraPlex Ag. Visit TerraPlexAg.com.
Spring is here. It's time to start thinking about family fun in the outdoors. This is Chris Williams promoting my good friends at Plaza RV in Bondurant. I've now bought two travel trailers from this locally owned company in the past 5 years. It's completely changed my family's life. We love spending time in the outdoors, tailgating, and most of all, being together. Camping has been an awesome escape for us, and I would encourage you to think about it as well. Head over to their lot in Bondurant. They have motorhomes, travel trailers, truck trailers, fifth wheels, and more. Check them out today at PlazaRV.com. They're 100% locally owned. Tell them that Chris Williams sent you.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhode and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Hello, welcome to Williams and Bloom here on your Wednesday morning. We are live. And we wanted to go live early because I just feel like today could be pretty busy with the Scott Drew potentially. I think less busy on the Iowa State front. We're going to react to some stuff from yesterday. We are presented, as always, by our friends at Mechdyne, the Mechdyne Corporation, here in the Wild Rose Casino Studios. It is too early to be sipping on Cody Rhode. For me, at least, I'm not going to judge you, Bloom.
It's coffee.
Okay, yeah. Well... if you wanted to have a Cody Rhode after yesterday, I'd be okay with it.
All good.
Before we get going, a couple of quick things. I am shaving my head on Saturday for St. Baldrick's. This is the 12th or 13th year I've done this. Right now I've raised $279. I have a goal of $4,000 to fight pediatric
Let's
cancer.
Let's go.
So, Aiden, would you mind? I'm going to text this to you. Throwing out my link in the comments. I'd love to get some money raised during this show. I was at Reclaimed Rails last night working on stuff with the volunteers there, and it's going to be a great event. Even if you just want to come and have some beers with us on Saturday night and watch us all get our head shaves, that'll be at Reclaimed Rails Brewing in Bondurant. I believe the event starts at 5. Is when it starts. I also, Bloom, and you knew this guy, I just wanted to pay some homage to a dear friend of mine who we lost this last weekend. His name is Steve Cabbage. I can honestly tell you, was my first mentor in broadcasting, the first guy who ever got me into this business. I was calling dirt races with Steve and his brother Rick when I was 15 years old. And they brought me on and let me roam around the pits in a souped up golf cart. And Steve tragically died too soon last weekend. I'm heading back home to his funeral and stuff for the rest of the week. And it was, we all have people in our lives that just really impact you. This was the guy that ever gave me my first chance at anything in this. And he's a legendary racing guy back in the Western Iowa and Eastern Nebraska, and really, really kind of rocked me. Just a really good person and just sick for his family. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about him at some point. So do you remember when I started doing pregame shows for pre-race shows for Iowa Speedway?
Yeah.
I did that for like 5 years.
I remember that.
On KXNO, and I brought Steve back to be my co-host.
That's right.
Which was a blast because all of a sudden, like, you know, we were doing our dirt racing stuff back home.
From Adams County Speedway to the Indy cars, right?
And now we're interviewing like Danica Patrick and Bubba Wallace. And it was just, I really, really cherish those memories. And I didn't want to get to his funeral and not be able to give him a shout out. So anyways,
Steve was always kind to me. I was just some suburban kid from Des Moines. And
but you worked with him when you were at KMA with me.
I did. I was with him and the guy treated me like I knew exactly what I was talking about, even though I clearly did not. So
didn't you go,
listen,
I swear this is funny, everybody. So Bloom and I had our own little sports office at KMA Radio 12, 13 years ago.
Longer than that, buddy.
Well, I got hired.
2008.
I got hired there out of college. And God, it was 2008. Jeez. So I got hired there out of college. And then the sports director quit like a month later.
Thanks, Williams.
So then I called Bloom and I'm like, hey, you want to move to Shenandoah? And he did. And there was one week where I had something going on and couldn't do the racing show. And Bloom had to go to the track. Go to the dirt track and set everything up and do the show. And it's still one of the funniest freaking things I've ever heard in my life. He had no, it would be like, hey, Williams, we're going to send you to a tea party and you're going to, you know, like just right.
Really
completely fish out of water stuff.
I was the point guard. I just asked like really generic questions and shut up. But you could tell all the guys were like, who's this guy? Like I had four heads. I did not belong. But that's okay. Steve Cabbage made it feel like, hey, we got through the show. He was a professional.
Yeah, he's the best. And God, we're really gonna miss him. We were gonna do something for Always Race Day with the NASCAR races, and he was super excited about that, getting back up here and doing more work. And it's crushing.
You
so
just never know, right?
Shout out to his family and his brothers Rick and Kevin, and you know the. He's got three kids he left behind and a wife, and it's really, really sad. So with that, we'll get to a little more, well, a different type of somber, the not real life type stuff. It's real, but so I'll just throw it out there. Iowa State lost a transfer target yesterday due to NIL. Javon Hadley, from what I understand, was basically a silent commit for a while now. And I don't know exactly how it happened, but yet all of a sudden yesterday it was like, bam, it's done. He got an NIL offers, I believe, from somewhere. I still don't exactly know. Mm-hmm. Too rich for Iowa State's blood. So that you're kind of back to the drawing board there. Iowa State is on a couple other guys. So they're not. Otts rarely gets caught with his, you know, pants down, I don't know, for lack of a better term. But I'll give the floor to you. I mean, this is nothing to be panicked about or anything like that. I think what it showed me is you have a good player in Hadley, a good player, not a great player, a good player. What these guys can demand on the open market in free agency, it's incredible. And this is another instance that I don't like our system, Brent, only because I think he wanted to go to Iowa State, but it was like a deal where, you know, his cousin's on the team and he's got all these connections. And then all of a sudden you get these offers and how do you say no to? Like, I'm not mad at him. I'm not any of that stuff. Like, this is a young man who was offered life-changing money and he's probably going to take it. And most of us, if we look ourselves in the mirror, probably do something similar. But this is why you and I have, you know, a lot of people can get annoyed with us because we talk so much about NIL and the portal and the business.
Yeah, aspect. Yeah.
And it's such a big part of this conversation. We have to do it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I don't blame any individual here. I mean, as of last week, it was pretty much a done deal from what I understood. But there's no paperwork really that you can sign yet. And so he, you know, the offers, what, Chris, what changed in the last week? Well, something significant really that altered, is going to alter the whole landscape of college basketball. And that is Coach Calipari went to Arkansas. And why did he go to Arkansas? Because Arkansas basically offered him a blank check in NIL, like whatever you want to do, you got it, pal. And so what does Arkansas have? Well, Walmart's down there. Hunt Transportation's down there. Tyson's down there. And apparently, they basically said, hey, Cal, you come here, NIL will not be a problem. And that shifted literally overnight the marketplace in a lot of ways. Because all of a sudden, you've got a school like Arkansas almost doubling or tripling what the market was for players of Hadley's ilk almost overnight. And that's what happened. And so it's not like the rest of us can just come up with that 2 to 3 times the amount overnight. And so that's kind of where we're at. So again, it kind of just puts a giant flux of, hey, where is this going? And I don't blame it. I don't blame him. It's just the reality. And that's why I hate just banging people over the head with the NIL thing, but it's real. That very rarely have we lost somebody due to NIL in football or men's or women's basketball, but this was 100% the reason. And so you keep fighting and you live for another day and you find somebody else that, well, obviously still gonna be very good next year, but it's just kind of a sobering reality of this, you know, we thought we were doing okay, but all it takes is one massive donor writing a blank check to throw the whole thing in disarray again. Because again, guys, there's no salary cap. There's no draft. There's no nothing. And so these things can literally change overnight. And so our goal still is to continue to add to this roster, but also to keep the guys on the current roster. I mean, that's the portal's still open till April 30th. And this is why it keeps me up at night, is like, I'm not overly concerned about it, but at the same time, there's nothing stopping the current Iowa State players from getting similar offers right now, and I'm sure they are.
Yeah, and that's where, like, another buzzword that I think is used way too much, but, like, this is where, like, the culture and, like, guys actually wanting to be there matters so much. But again, though, and I'm going to keep pounding that, I haven't heard anybody else talk about this, and if they have, maybe I'm wrong, but there's so many of these instances that I hear about where these players, men and women, don't want to leave a place. Maybe they have a boyfriend. Maybe they have a girlfriend. Maybe they're from there, whatever. They want to stay. But in many cases, they don't have, like, financial backing at home.
Yeah.
You know, like, so they feel like they have to leave, and then they make a bad life decision for one payday. And sometimes the money's so big, it's like, well, if somebody gets $1 million and then they put it into a dividend fund and they're going to get paid on it forever, like, that's one thing. I don't know if that's happening in all these spots.
Well,
right,
well, so, like, I'll just be honest. I mean, I know people, the question is, well, what how much money are we talking about here? The market,
I've heard,
value,
over $500,000.
Yeah, the market value for a good player in the portal right now is a minimum $500,000.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about Hunter Dickinson.
He's over $1 million.
That's somebody like Hadley. I'm sure somebody offered him over $500,000. That's where we're in. I don't like it either. Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily, but you can't blame the individual for entertaining that. If you got offered 2 times your salary, you absolutely would go looking. So that's where we're at. So you can either complain about it or you can keep fighting and raise some more funds. And that's what we're going to do. So, you know, the sun came up today and we'll find other ways to make sure we keep the guys we have and try and be strategic in adding some more talent to what's going to be still a top 10 team next year.
This doesn't really change that. I mean, this would be, I was explaining to a advertiser of ours last night who got our Patreon response, and he picked up the phone and called me and asked what the hell happened. And I explained to him, like, well, you know, this is a really nice piece to that team, but this is not that team. Like, anything you add at this point is a piece. They do need to get more bigs, and they're working on it. You know, William Kyle set a visit, and then Joshua Jefferson from St. Mary's is the other one. So if you get those two pieces, you have a really good spring. Like, that is, to go with Heisey and Chit
Brantman.
What?
Brant.
What's his last name? Chapman. What? There's too many of these guys. And then you have Sean.
Samsonite.
Samsonite.
Slippy, Slappy. And then you have Deshaun Jackson as well. It's a really good spring. Like, it's a really good spring. So, yeah. Chatfield, thank you.
Chatfield.
I just have, like, my brain is just mush.
You know, it's not, I would say in this case, it's not the individual necessarily. It's the climate that this hasn't gone away. You know, it's just kind of a, like a sobering is the right word for me. It's like, all right, you know, we haven't solved this puzzle yet. This will continue to be a deal.
I wonder,
the issue is, C-Dub, the basketball portal and the football portal are going to be open at the same time, starting on the 15th. And it's just like, holy smokes.
I wonder, too. I was thinking about this last night. So you said it hasn't gone away because we all kind of thought it would level off a little bit.
Yeah, it's not.
I wonder if part of this is the portal opens right during March Madness, where all these boosters are sitting around watching games.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to be in the Final Four next year. And it's kind of like the guy at the casino. It's like, I won that hand. I'll play one more. You know, like that type of deal. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
No, it's another, for sure.
And
for sure.
The football thing not being open, right? Like it's once that opens up, I would imagine that would stave off some basketball spending. But until then, it's like this free for all on hoops because, man, I love college basketball. You know that. But college football still runs the show, right? Like this is still a football driven industry that we're in. But basketball is so unique that you add one guy and it completely changes everything.
And what separates basketball is you have the Creightons, Villanovas, Georgetowns, yeah. Marquettes of the world that don't have football. And so they're working with literally $3 to $5 million each just for basketball. And so it's just naturally going to drive up the price for these things. You got to be strategic in what you're doing. And that's why I say the more, the better. If you've ever considered, I hate hitting people over the head with it, but this is how we're going to have to survive until all this stuff gets regulated. And I don't think it's a 10-year runway. I think this will all be regulated in the next couple of years. What does that look like at that point? I'm not sure. But if you've ever considered and you enjoyed this season and you want the good times to continue, it certainly doesn't hurt.
Well, and I tweeted this out last night shortly after it. I needed a beer. I was making some fairway meat on my Traeger in the driveway. And even if you don't want to like make a donation to We Will, buy a 6-pack of Ames Law. Like that matters.
It does.
You know, that
it, my hat, like my hat.
I've seen your numbers that you like when things were rolling in. And they we'll be honest, the Ames Lager sales have dropped off. And it was probably because of the winter. You guys crushed it during football season. Go out there, like it's gonna be 80 degrees this weekend, wherever you can frickin' find it and buy as much of it as you can because it matters. All that stuff matters.
This is a weird way to say this, but I'm going to because, hey, we're all friends here. Ames Lager is the reason why we're going to add one or two players in the basketball portal.
There you go.
I mean,
like we're not making it up.
It's one. It's almost 1-to-1 with the. So, yes, it has made a huge impact. And so please keep supporting that, even if you don't necessarily agree. And again, nobody philosophically is like, yes, this is the best thing ever.
No, it's just we don't need it. Yeah. You don't need to say that, Brent. Everybody understands you're doing the best work that you can, and you're making an impact in the community, and that's what people care about. Like the thing I love about Iowa Staters is they, for the most part, are very open with. Yeah, we're Iowa Staters. Yeah, I got my shit kickers on. I'm going to a wedding in them. You know, that's just who we are, and that's fine. But like I say, like not everybody has the funds to donate $100 a month, but most people are going to go out and buy a 12 pack this weekend. So even if you, We Will Pizza. Thanks, Brant. Like all that stuff, it matters. And I also want to thank Westo. I've gotten to know them pretty well, and they're not only passionate because it's a product of theirs, but you know, Matt over there is passionate about helping We Will like that. He wants Iowa State to win games, and he's like, that's why they're advertising with Cyclone Fanatic right now. So like there's a million Iowa State beers out there, but only one of them is helping this cause. And the other ones are great too. I'm not taking a dump on them. Like I would encourage you to buy the one. There's other good stuff going on, but this is the one that helps with NIL.
Yeah. So we'll just, hey, we're going to keep fighting the good fight. I mean, I didn't sleep a whole lot last night, but it's like, you know what? This is kind of the kick in the pants that I needed. We haven't solved this riddle yet. We'll keep fighting. So appreciate everyone sticking with us. And I truly believe good times are ahead. This is a little bump on the road, but, you know, we're going to make the best of it. The sun came out and we're ready to roll.
All right. Thank a couple of our sponsors, and I want to get on to, is Scott Drew going to be the next head coach of Kentucky and everything that will follow?
And this all plays into it, because literally the Cal thing shifted the landscape entirely.
Cal doesn't leave Kentucky, Hadley probably commits tomorrow.
It makes me wonder. Yep.
Yeah. Thank our friends from the Iowa State University Foundation. We just got done raising, Cyclone Fanatic listeners, readers raised over $12,000 for Forever True Day with our friends at the Iowa State University Foundation. Brent and I each gave our pledges. We each gave to the Ivy College of Business, which supports us here on Cyclone Fanatic. One of the many things. But we raised over $12,000. We had over, I think we had 136 individual donors, which is just amazing. And I saw people on our forum saying, man, this was great. It felt good to give to something other than sports. And I was like, because there's so much more to it. Like, sports is just a part of all of this. So thanks to everybody for that. Also want to thank my buddy Jeff Kelderman down there at Kelderman Manufacturing in Oskaloosa. I owe you a visit, Jeff. I'm actually going down to Kelderman the first Monday, I believe, in May. He's got a bunch of NASCAR guys that are going to be down there for the Kyle Petty motorcycle ride at Kelderman Manufacturing. Bloom, you should go down with me. You can hang out with Kyle Petty,
real,
man.
Like real NASCAR guy?
Yeah.
Like current ones, or
Rick Allen. Another dirt track announcing legend in the old Eagle Raceway out there in Eagle, Nebraska. But he was the former PA guy as well at Nebraska. They called him the voice of God. He's now the voice of NASCAR on NBC. But I actually called a few races with him back in the day, believe it or not. So I get to catch up with him.
Everything comes back to the track.
It does. It's for the good old boys and gals. You know, the salt of the earth, man, at the dirt tracks in Western Iowa. But shout out to Jeff Kelderman. We couldn't do what we do without him. He's turned into a dear friend of mine, and his buddy Mark Steck down there at Oskaloosa as well. So Calipari leaves for Kentucky. So really, it starts with Musselman. Leaves Kentucky for Arkansas. It starts with Musselman. He leaves for USC, which I feel like is a pretty good fit. Then. This Cal thing, this is a little bit Greg McDermott-ish, where Iowa State wanted to get out of that, but they owed him too much. Mac would never quit because he would leave too much money on the table, and he gets Creighton and everybody's happy. That's what this feels like in the Kentucky situation, because they owed like $32 million or something like that to Cal Perry. He goes to Arkansas where he gets his fresh start. I thought his message for Kentucky fans was great. He's like, you guys need another leader. You need another voice. We've maxed out. It was really pretty humble for that guy, although he's always recruiting. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
So he's out. And like you said, the NIL market. So like Hadley, for instance, I mean, Bartorvik's, he was like a top 10 transfer. All of these guys likely got big offers from Arkansas, I would guess.
They don't have anybody on their roster.
Correct.
Players on the Arkansas roster right now.
Correct.
Zero.
Well, and then you have Musselman out at USC throwing money around. And so what does this all mean now? Scott Drew from Baylor is the clubhouse favorite to take the Kentucky job. This is going to result in musical chairs in the Big 12, I can almost promise you, because if I'm Baylor and Mac Rhodes, the AD down there, he's calling Jerome Tang or Grant McCaslin
right now
at Texas Tech. Yeah. It's one of those two guys.
Yep.
I would guess it's Jerome Tang, only because he knows where every skeleton is buried in Waco. he was born to take that job. Like the Christianity aspect of it. Like, just, he's the perfect guy to call if you're, so then Kansas State or Texas Tech's gonna have an opening potentially if Scott Drew takes his job. This is crazy. Now I want to backtrack real quick and jump in. You feel free to interrupt me, but we talked on Sunday about job hopping and we didn't think it was as valuable as it used to. That is only true unless you get a call from Kentucky or Duke or one of these blue blood type schools. I just got done reading Scott Drew's book. For what it's worth, I wouldn't recommend it. It wasn't that great. And I love Scott Drew. This is the type of job that guy would take. Because
why would that be? Because I understand it. It's still Kentucky, but he's got a pretty good gig down there. He's won a national championship. He's been there for 21 years. Yeah. Why now? That's where I would be confused.
Well, my only response to that would be Scott Drew at a very young age in coaching, and everybody knows how much I love Coach Drew. I think he's fantastic. He's featured in my book, by the way. He gave me an exclusive interview for that. It was pretty cool. This is a guy who I feel like getting to the top of the mountain really, really matters to him. And I think that he's a guy who's such a college basketball nerd. Where coaching at Kentucky really matters to that guy.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
If I were him, I would stay at Baylor. And he very well might. Like, he's got, his roots are deep in that community. But, like, this is like one of the, like, two or three. That guy's got the best agent on the planet. Him and Buzz Williams, they're connected to every job every year.
Yeah.
It feels like Drew has been looking for something, and every year, Brent, he's connected to every big opening and he never ends up taking it. He's probably gotten 15 raises out of this. This to me feels like one he would really, really want to take.
Yeah. I don't think it's financial. I mean,
he's got enough money.
Baylor's got resources. It'd be more for, if he would, it'd be two things to me. It'd be one, getting the respect that he really hasn't gotten. I mean, I would guess if you asked your average college basketball fan, is Scott Drew a Hall of Famer? They'd probably go no. But his resume probably would stack up as trending that way.
Absolutely.
But you're right. Baylor doesn't have the same cachet as a Kentucky does. It just never will. And then because of that, he has recruited well at Baylor, but Kentucky it's got the brand that Baylor just never will. It just won't. You can't change the fact that you're in Waco at Baylor. It's not changing. So I could see, like, if he just wanted to reach the mountaintop, I mean, but Baylor still is a really good gig. And that's why if I'm Tang or McCaslin, you have to entertain that, but it's going to create, this whole thing is done spinning, because that's going to create another spin, because we talked about it this week. K-State raised its basketball budget for NIL to like $3 million to keep Tang. They literally tripled it, or almost quadrupled it apparently, to keep him. Well, that's what all these schools are going to do now. That's the new way to retain and
it's not like the old days where Pollard would tell McDermott, hey, I'll give you three more years on your contract or whatever. No,
yeah, it's how much NIL dollars will you guarantee me through your boosters? So I could see tanked, and then I'll create another seismic shift. But man, it would be hard if I was at a place for 20 years to go. But this would be a last stop type of thing too. So I it'll be interesting. If not Drew, it sounds like Billy Donovan may get back out from the NBA and get to college basketball.
Well, being a Bulls fan, I wouldn't hate that.
And Nate Oates has already turned him down. I mean, he probably used it as leverage for Alabama.
He had already had a contract bump last week, from what I understand.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure the same type deal where, you know, Oates can get Kentucky if he wants it, but instead's like, hey, give me a couple more million in NIL. That's the vibe I got from Alabama. But
attention Cyclone fans in the ag industry, Keene Project Solutions is pioneering the future of industrial agriculture. Engineers and project managers, you can join a team where your passion for ag drives innovative engineering and construction. Keene is also a leader in providing full service engineering and construction solutions. They specialize in agriculture, commercial, food and beverage, material handling, and the manufacturing sectors. If you'd like to work for this great local company or find out what they have to offer, visit their website. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com. That's KEEN. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com.
You know what the crazy thing is? Scott Drew's, how old do you think Scott Drew is? This is
like 53, I think.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I swear, man, he's been around a long time.
But he started so young.
Yeah.
The one thing about that book of his that's worth it is the building of that Baylor program and how terrible it actually was there.
Yeah.
That's he even if he didn't win the national championship, let's say they wouldn't made it to the Final Four that year. He's still a Hall of Famer for that rebuild. It's the best rebuild in the history of college athletics. It's not even a rebuild. There was nothing to rebuild.
There was zero. So here's a question. If you're Dan Hurley at Connecticut, do you entertain the Kentucky job? Because that's
I'm in the Big East.
I know, but it's a lot.
Compete with football.
You don't have to compete, but UConn just does not have. I don't see the same resources that a Kentucky basketball would have. I think he has to think about it. Now, UConn has won more national championships than anybody over the last 25 years. I understand that. I just wonder, as we transition here in college athletics, where the big dogs, and this has to be on Scott Drew's mind as well. Kentucky's in the SEC, you know?
Well, we've seen Calipari squibble with Stoops down there.
Oh, all right, right. That would be
my fear on taking this job, because it is Kentucky, but you're still going to the SEC, and it is a football universe. We should not forget that, right? Like, everybody's excited about basketball right now. It's going to be football offseason where we're just hammering football here, where Iowa State's going to have a chance to win the Big 12 this year. This is still a football-driven industry, and if you're Hurley and you go to Kentucky, I get it. Kentucky basketball is bigger than Kentucky football. But they still have 85 scholarships to fill, and they're competing against Georgia and Alabama, where I don't know. I think that if I'm Hurley with what I have going, I probably stay there.
Yeah, but I agree. I do. I think it sounds like they're going to start with Hurley. Drew's next, and if not Drew, then maybe Donovan. But it doesn't sound like it's going to get past Drew.
Yeah, and the Donovan deal is weird because the Bulls have to play in that play-in game. Mm-hmm. And the timing of it, it's like, God, can you wait 11 days or whatever it is to do this? Like, there's not going to be any players left.
There's not
going to
be any players in there available. It's wild. What a world. But yeah, that literally shifted all of college basketball overnight when that news came out. And so it's so reactionary now for all these folks, because again, NIL is based on emotion and it's not based on return on investment. It's based on emotion. So what fires people up? You know it from a website perspective, mm-hmm. Coaching searches, when you feel spurned by something. I mean, it all ties in here. So hey, I'll be fascinating next couple of days. Kentucky has to move fast because the portal is open. It's not going to be open forever. And then that's going to create this domino effect that may impact our friends at K-State.
Well, and then all these players can just follow the coaches.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to, they can transfer times as they want now.
Nothing binding. I'd be curious if, let's say, like that McDaniel guy from Michigan who just committed to K-State, I can't imagine he signed any paperwork.
I'm sure he would just go to Baylor.
He could probably just go to. So this is not done yet. And for those wondering, Chris, I think you can probably follow me here. I would not be concerned about TJ Altsberger 1 iota in this.
No, I mean, yeah, he's. I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, so, just FYI. I know people.
And there's a reason too. I always like to educate our listeners. There's a reason when you read this stuff why his name doesn't get brought up. Because his agent isn't out there pushing it. This is all done by agents. It's very rarely the coach telling the media, like, hey, put me on your list. They don't even think about that. It's these agents that are constantly. And that's why I would say Scott Drew is the best agent on the planet. He is always and he's probably like, he wasn't taking the Louisville job. Are you kidding me? Like, he wasn't going there. But every year, Scott Drew is tossed around because then fans hear it and administrators hear it and they think, oh man, UConn wants him, or oh wait, man, Virginia Tech is interested. Like this is what they do, and it's all psychological. It's what a college basketball is a cesspool. It has been forever. It always will be. there's too much reliance on like two or three guys, and that just it's really no different. Like, these guys have been getting paid in the past too, but it's just now we can all talk about it.
We can all talk. And then the boosters aren't shy about actually doing it in the light. And so that's why a guy like the Tyson CEO or founder or whoever can just say, Arkansas, hey, here's 5 milli. Have fun with it.
Somebody is writing about the dinosaur chicken nuggets Tyson makes. We're going to boycott those. No more Tyson chicken. It cost us Javon Hadley.
Hey, 4-year-old Theo, no more nuggies for you, pal. We're getting the Costco brand, buddy boy.
That Kirkland, that whatever Tom Kirkland or whatever his name is, he's just cashing checks over there.
Who is this Kirkland guy? Where did he come from?
Gave me Christmas. They do everything. They make chicken. They make hand lotion. They make whiskey. They make everything. Thanks to our friends at Gravitate Coworking. Check them out today at gravitatecoworking.com. Get the hell out of your basement. Don't work there.
Going downtown.
Go be productive downtown.
I'm going downtown for lunch. I'm going to stop by and see Jeff. I'm going to go say hi.
Oh. Well, tell him I said hello if you don't mind. No. I don't have much more because this was a crazy show, and I got to get to Western Iowa for that funeral. For our Wiffles Hybrids Big 12 segment, I mean, I think we basically covered it. We are waiting. We are in a wait-and-see mode when it comes to Big 12 basketball because we think this could be a seismic shift coming up. It's all going to depend on what one Scott Drew.
Yeah, and it's gonna be this next 3 weeks is gonna be super goofy because you saw it yesterday. I mean, there was multiple football players already going in the portal. How about this? This literally came, Pete Thamel, Aiden, if you can find this tweet about the Oregon State running back from Thamel. This is how crazy it's starting to get more open in the public. So Oregon State's star running back Martinez went in the portal yesterday, announced he was gonna go to the portal. And literally, Oregon State must have told Thamel what they were going to pay him. So he tweeted, here we go. Oregon State running back Damon Martinez has informed Oregon State he intends to enter the portal. He was set to make more than $400,000 to play at Oregon State this year. And that's at Oregon State. And so what you're seeing in basketball is 100% going to happen with football. Now, I think Iowa State's going to, I'm not concerned right now, but this, you're going to see a bunch of these folks, just like you see it for basketball, do this. They'll test the waters, literally test the waters of how much will somebody be willing to pay me because the portal is open for football from the 15th through the 30th. So this, if you think it's wild now, just
give you know what I'm days. Surprised by this watching the last couple of days? I'm surprised there's not more players in the portal.
There's a
honestly, no, I'm dead serious. Like, if I'm a running back and I'm reading that, I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, you're gonna see it.
That guy's making $400,000 in a Mountain West school. Like,
right? That's the thing, is Oregon State's in the Mountain West now.
It's freaking crazy.
It's not. I thought it would slow down by now, and it's not. And so, I just think we're gonna have to readjust. I mean,
go buy some of that pizza. We're all going to be just morbidly obese after this transfer. We're just drinking Ames Lager and eating pizzas. Well, we got to support the team.
But I'm not worried about football. But it's also like, good grief, why is this all happening at the same time? I'm going to Arizona on Friday. I'm kind of nervous to go.
Yeah, I was thinking about you last night. I'm like,
I've got my phone, so
that's not going to be very relaxing. Golf, I can promise you that. Not.
I'm at least I have a built-in excuse for my golf game, though. I can just blame.
Are you guys doing best ball down there?
We're good. So my brothers and I, we all play. We're all pretty good. So the old man's been playing for a while. So we're gonna have a match. We might do like some Ryder Cup style action.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. You know, I will say I'm a little disappointed. I feel like a Bloom brother that I didn't get an invite. I'm just saying, Scott. Dennis is like Dennis, I think I talk to your dad more than you do. I'm just saying, if you're a Bloom out there, I kind of thought
you can go.
Been there for your birthdays. I've helped you move. I'm a little disappointed I didn't get the offer to come and be a part of the team this weekend, but I don't want to go now. I don't want the pity.
Let me ask you this, because it's in the group text this morning. How much do you pay we're going to go to two baseball games, Diamondbacks, Cardinals games down there.
Yep. Yep.
Do you spend the extra to sit closer, or yes, are you just happy to be in the ballpark?
No, you all have jobs. It's a once in a lifetime deal. This is how I view these sporting events for the most part. Unless I'm at like US Bank Stadium where I know like every nook and cranny of this place. And it's like, oh, I'm okay sitting in the corner end zone upper if I'm down low. Like, you know, yeah, the, you know, there's certain stadiums that you just know.
You know, yeah.
If I'm at a baseball game, at least one of the days, I'm spending more to sit down low. Okay. I want to be by the dugout. I want to be, you know, within reason. Yeah, I don't need to be right behind home plate. My favorite spot in a baseball stadium is close behind the dugout on the first or third base side as possible.
But you're saying for one of the nights, we should at least get lowers.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Especially if it's a new ballpark, you're watching your team. If it's check the weather, it's Arizona, so it'll be nice.
There's a dome. Yeah.
You absolutely splurge on one of the days, and then the other one, I don't mind outfield seats either because they're usually pretty cheap, and at least you're not up in the nosebleeds and you can catch a foul ball or something, you know. That's what I would do.
So so it happened at this park before. It was the side of the inside.com combo.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Ryan Hansen, a college buddy of ours, says first or third dugouts are the best place for. I completely agree.
I need Hansen's money though, and then I'd be set.
I sat it. It was a Royals game. I used to have a contact, an Iowa State guy. Ben's the man. God love you. He's probably listening to this now. And he'd throw me a bone with Royals tickets every now and then. And he worked for the Royals. Like his office was like three down from Dayton Moore. Okay. And one best seats I've ever had at a sporting event. I was first row behind the first base dugout where I literally like had my beer on the dugout. It was so cool.
That's yeah. Well, hey, if there's any Cyclones in Phoenix, it'll be at the Diamondbacks game Friday or Saturday. Shoot me a note. Seriously.
You see Spencer Strider?
Is he on the IL officially?
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
Like MR, like Tommy John-ish?
They don't know if it's Tommy John, but he's got a torn ligament in his throwing arm.
Pitching so epidemic. It's bad.
It really is. It's crazy. But like, and thanks to, you know, well, jerk Aiden ruined my night the other night. I'm sitting there watching WrestleMania.
I sent you thoughts and prayers.
I'm sitting there watching.
Tweet about Spencer Strider.
Matty Van Winkle's over and we're watching WrestleMania and having a good time. And all of a sudden, Aiden's tipping me off about Spencer Strider being out for the year. And I'm like, team in baseball.
Did you just text thoughts and prayers and then, or did you reference something?
Oh,
so I sent him the tweet.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
He just said thoughts and prayers.
Because I've had people, friends, text me just thoughts and prayers. I'm like, what happened? Like, what did I? And I just panic for until I can figure it out.
Thoughts and prayers is kind of like the word culture. Like, we all use it too much. Like, even if you're not religious, like, people will be like, well, thoughts and prayers are with the family. It's like, well, no, you're really not. Like, if you're religious, like, that's great.
Well, that's
like,
where thoughts comes in.
Yeah, that's true. Then just say I'm thinking about you, but whatever. Yeah, I mean,
All right.
Bloom, I swear to God, if Iowa State loses another player while you're out golfing, it's your ass. Okay.
Please. I'm responsible. I will have my phone, everybody. We're going to be okay. But no, seriously, thank you. I know it goes without saying, but we would not. Iowa State would not have a top 10 team without your support of this thing. I know there's some sombering stuff, but hey, we're gonna figure it out, everybody. All right.
Hey, one other thing, Aiden, pull up my tweet from last night. I tweeted this at about 10:30 last night. I wanted to. We did a We Will Cyclone Fanatic event in Memphis. We sold out Jerry the King Lawlers, and we half the money went to We Will. And half the money went to a foundation that Bloom and I are both very close to, Living Ava's Way. We are paying with the money for this sidewalk to be paved in her garden and in Ava's butterfly garden here in Bonner. So I wanted to show you that we're not just telling you, hey, donate us this money. Like, this is your donations actually working in the flesh, this beautiful garden that we remember Ava with in right down the street from both Brent and I. So I wanted to share that positive thoughts here to end the program.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
That is awesome. Well done, everybody. So that was a night that keeps on keeping on. It was a legendary to begin with, but gets even better after that. So.
that night. Woo. Man. That you didn't even come to you were at the after party at the you stayed with us.
Yeah. I was in the
Colin Newell's there.
Newell showed up.
Newell was just like bench pressing people.
Yeah, just saving them money on insurance. It's crazy.
Rob Gray pulled out the scotch at about 2 a.m. It was a hell of a night.
It was a great night. And then the football game happened the next day. And that, hey, you don't win them all. You don't win them all.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I have mad sympathy for these coaches. How in the hell are you supposed to prepare for a bowl game when you're trying to keep your entire roster? Like, think about that. It's insane. That's why this new Fox NIT thing is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not going to work.
It's going to start on March 31st. None of these teams are going to even have rosters. None of them are going to play. It's insane.
Yeah. There's a lot. Man. As somebody said to me the other day, it's like, you think the last 5 years has been crazy. Just wait till the next five. I was like, I don't know.
Excites me or terrifies
me. Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Jeez.
It's just like that spine tingle. So here we go. We're going to get through it together, everybody. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate our friends at MechDime for always sponsoring us here on Williams and Bloom. Bloom will be gone on Sunday. I think I'm going to do a monologue Sunday podcast where I just take questions at like an hour long mailbag is what I'm going to go with. So if you guys like, I'm talking deep Cyclone, Big 12, college sports stuff, be on the lookout for that. I'm going to take your questions. It sucks doing it without Bloom, but hey, I don't want you to be logging in. You got to be supporting Pops there in his retirement.
I'm gonna be going low.
It's going low, baby. Thanks to Aiden Wyatt for producing as always. And we will be back. I'll be back on Sunday. Bloom will be back with me next Wednesday here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.